aspiring comedian realized his lifelong dream of wasting scarce public radio resources to take cheap shots at celebrities and complain about girls not liking him. He called his train wreck of a broadcasting adventure Killing Time because he thought it would make him sound cool and ironic.
The end of an era. No more radio for me. Well, I suppose I can finally get back to my true passion, listening to 80s new wave records, alone in the dark. David! David M. Green! What the? Radio's Michael Princey. To what do I owe this pleasure?
David, you've got to come back with me.
Where?
Back to Radio Adelaide.
What do you mean back to Radio Adelaide? I'm done with that world. I got my home booth seating, my Dr. Pepper. I was going to take my new record player for a spin. Is there something wrong with Radio Adelaide now that I've left? What, has everyone become assholes or something?
No. Radio Adelaide's fine. It's their appalling lack of comedy shows. Here, listen to this garbage.
Fiji's coup leader and prime minister, Frank Bainimarama, pledged to fellow South Pacific leaders on Wednesday that he would restore democracy and accept the outcome of elections by the first quarter of 2009. Prime Minister Bainimarama came under pressure at a meeting in Tonga to commit to a timetable to return democracy.
But what can I do? I don't have a time slot. That humorless anti-comedy crusader program director rejected David M. Green's summer powwow.
Look, David, I'll let you have Killing Time's old slot.
Wow, I mean, but that's your show, Michael. That show means everything to you.
I don't really like it anymore. I've been treading water for 6 months.
But I don't have any material.
Look, David, just reuse the segments from your old shows, like, you know, That's Sexist and That's Ironic.
That was never a segment on my show. Well, they were quality segments. All right, what the hell? I'll do it.
Oh, thank God. Oh, by the way, David, you're on in 2 minutes.
What?
Come on, I'll give you a lift. Don't have very much time. Here, look, take this laser. You might need it.
Laser?
Hey, look, buddy, Radio Adelaide's become a formidable place in your absence.
Okay, thanks, Michael.
No problem, David, and good luck.
Michael?
Yes, David.
You're a true friend.
Just go. Idiot.
Only another 50 metres to the on-air studio.
David M. Green, what are you doing here?
Oh, hi, Radio Adelaide Administration Coordinator Ella Smith. I have a new comedy show, Powwow.
I thought it would take you a bit longer to recover from a dislocated shoulder. Once again, sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. I probably shouldn't have been in the women's change room. And wearing a balaclava.
Oh, David M. Green, good to see you again.
Thanks, Radio Adelaide Breakfast Show host Peter Godfrey.
David M. Green, I thought we got rid of... looking forward to hearing your new comedy show.
Thanks, Radio Adelaide training manager Nikki Page. Thanks, intimidating person from the Albanian program.
Hey, David M. Green, what's up?
Ah, MC Frost! Hey, this laser did come in handy. 5 seconds? I'm gonna have to get in through the window.
Let's have a short listen to this piece of history.
The paradise of poor lighting and faux wood paneling.
That's sexist!
Then take a unicycle down memory lane.
This is quality broadcasting right here.
Is this scripted? I don't know what's going on.
Oh, the humanity.
David M. Green.
I'm your number one fan.
I'm your number one fan, David.
Yeah, whatever.
Using his sound engineering skills acquired through the long nights panelling brain damage.
Who is this?
His name is David M. Green, and he's in Australia, of all places, and he does a show called
David M. Green's Summer Powwow.
Well, that's what I thought. Okay.
Whoops.
Hello and welcome to the first ever installment of the comedy show described by station management as too funny for Radio Adelaide. This is Powwow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. I am David M. Green, your host, and joining me on this inaugural Powwow initiation broadcast is close personal friend Tim Ray.
Present.
And Nick Godfrey.
Say something, Nick.
Why isn't Nick saying anything?
I believe there's a suppression order that's yet to be lifted.
Okay, well hopefully he'll be saying things later in the show. My God, Tim, where do you come from? I just burst in through the plain glass window.
You're bleeding.
Yeah, so it's... Oh, you're a paramedic, aren't you?
Almost.
All right, I won't ask you for help. Well, coming up on this show, we'll be taking a look at some of the less fortunate Radio Adelaide programs, that is, all of them. We'll be hearing about a brand new Adelaide-based simulation game. We'll get some tips on driving from Powwow's own Smitty. We're also going to be finding out what Tim Ray's voice has been up to over the last 6 months. What has your voice been up to on the...
Antics.
Okay. Mm. All right. Talk break 3. We'll be talking about that. Some station breaks. And yes, people, obscure 80s new wave music makes its longly anticipated, if that is a word, return to the Radio Adelaide airwaves in the form of New Order and Devo, amongst others.
Mm.
But right now, here's a song that goes out to all our female listeners from Brazil. Ladies, welcome to Greenland.
And you're listening to
Powwow on
Radio Adelaide 101.5. I wish you weren't. I wish you were listening to my show, but I don't think it's on now. They keep moving it. Sorry.
From the makers of such classic simulation games as Transport Tycoon and Roller Coaster Tycoon comes an exciting new challenge to add to your video game library. Adelaide Tycoon. Start in 1836 and found the new colony of South Australia. Plan big things for your capital city in vain as it becomes apparent the population influx is much less than initially predicted. Build poorly designed road and rail networks and watch your city sprawl, sprawl, sprawl. Spend decades building an extensive tram network, only to rip it up. And then spend $31 million to rebuild a small section 50 years later. Marvel at your city's commuters as they sit in traffic for hours on end. Then, just when it looks like good times are aplenty for the City of Adelaide, trick your citizens into banking with the State Bank by saying it's guaranteed, then completely f***ing up the state's economy when they declare bankruptcy, vacate the only medium-sized building in town, and jet off to Argentina. Then, to fix the problem, sell more highway corridors and add to the city's traffic congestion. Too difficult to fix? Hey, why not just walk away and leave the game running? Just like in real life. That's urban planning, Adelaide style. Make sure to save your game regularly, as frequent blackouts are a regular occurrence. Oh no, your city's running out of water. But your citizens won't stand for a desalination plant in their backyard. It'll wreck the feel of the city. Win the game by successfully coordinating citywide evacuations. Adelaide Tycoon is available now in Sydney and Melbourne. Hello and welcome back. This is Powwow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. I'm David M. Green. Joining me is Tim Ray.
Here.
And Nick Godfrey's here.
Yes, news just in. Suppression order has been lifted.
Woo-hoo!
So magistrates of South Australia, oh, look out.
That's convenient for us because obviously having you on the radio show but not saying anything would be pointless for the people.
It would be wasting my talents, really.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to be the one to say that as long as you have.
Well, now I can.
But my God, Nick.
Hello.
We have such a history together.
Oh, what a rich and varied history, David.
Would you like to go into the details of that rich and varied history?
Where to start?
Well, you and I co-hosted another show on Radio Adelaide about 6 months ago called Brain Damage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If you want to start there.
Now, well, it's not really the logical place to start.
I was thinking more war heroism.
Oh, okay.
Save that for another time.
The Boer War?
Mm.
Many killed. I don't really want to talk about
God, that was a boar.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we're not going to talk about it.
Mm.
Tim. I know you because you co-hosted The Green Room, and also were friends before that.
Yeah, that's right, through school. And what was it, 12 months and 4 days ago?
Yes, you were the first guest on The Green Room, but why bother talking about that show? It doesn't exist. It hasn't existed for a year.
No.
So, you know, it's all about powwow now.
Wow.
Hey, you're the guys who are talking about it.
Exactly. So I'm going to stop. Tim, could you describe yourself for the people at home in seven words or less?
Seven words. Yes, I could, but what's the point?
Right. It sounded too prepared.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
What about you, Nick? Likewise, could you describe Tim in seven words or less?
Dynamo.
All right. Don't need to say anything more. That qualifies with the instructions that I gave you.
I'm happy with that.
All right. How's your evening so far?
Yes, quite good. I'm still amenorrheic.
What's that mean?
In a absence of having a period.
Oh, of course. That's handy.
Mm.
You, Nick?
I can safely say the same.
All right. How's your knowledge of the origins of this program that we're currently on?
Top notch.
Okay. All right. I won't test that this time. I can tell you, for the people at home, who don't know anything about power, unless you're listening to The Breakfast Show this morning, because I was on. But really, if you're listening to The Breakfast Show, you're probably not awake now. That's how it works.
Mm.
Except I am. And I'm really tired. But this show, Pow Wow, was originally going to be called David M. Green's Summer Powwow, a title coined by Adam Navarro, who is technically also a host of this show, according to the program guide, but don't read too much into that. He will be joining us later in the summer, hopefully. But anyway, the program director rejected it. Oh, man. She did not want this show on the air, and with good reason. But after a general custer-like stand made by fellow Radio Adelaide broadcaster Michael Princey, it was quite unprofessional, really. Police had to be called, and it was very awkward. But
Star Force coming in through the windows.
Exactly, yeah. And they just replaced it, and I broke it again. But anyway, he was instrumental in getting Pow Wow on the air. So my close personal thank you can be wrapped up and sent to him via registered post, which is more than I can say for the anti-comedy zealots in station management. They wanted to hear more of this. But unfortunately, there aren't enough Albanians living in South Australia to justify the Albanian program being given a third hour.
That's racist.
No, it isn't. Nick.
Hello.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm okay.
All right.
How are you?
I'm
David.
Good. Still enjoying being on the show?
Oh, the, what, 7 minutes I've been on have been flying past.
What's your opinion of radio in general, which is the medium that we're on?
Antiquated.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. It's a dead medium.
Yeah. Mm.
I'll be the first to admit that. In fact, I've been dead for many months. I'm dead right now. Literally. Actually, not literally. That doesn't make any sense.
Your anyway, humor's dead.
Yeah, yeah. You get the idea. See, right, the internet. Internet is the way of the future.
Mm.
This radio station probably couldn't exist if the internet wasn't around. Would have died.
Because it can listen to it on the internet.
Exactly. You might be listening to this on the internet right now. Not you, Tim, because you're on the show.
Mm.
I wasn't pointing at you. I was sort of generally pointing in the direction of the listener.
I certainly am.
All right. You're pointing at Tim?
I was listening to it on the internet.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. I don't understand. You got, like, computer chips hidden in your clothes there. You're looking very 2000.
My brain.
Moving on. All right. Anyway, yeah, the internet, it's the way of the future. Which is why I've launched my own website, which is davidmgreen.com, and this show will be podcast, which is very convenient for people.
So is that davidgreen.com?
No, not to be davidmgreen.com, not to be confused with davidgreen.com, which is of course a porn site. Seriously, check it out. It's very
already have.
All right. What about you, Nick Godfrey? How's nicholasgodfrey.com?
.de. I think you'll find.
Okay,
it's a porn site.
Big in Germany.
Mm.
Right.
Huge in Germany.
Right.
DWTV is great channel.
Mm.
What's the deal with that? It's in English.
Yeah, it's for German Australians.
Wow. Have you been mentioned on that program, Nick?
Oh, without fail.
Wunderbar, I think is the term.
You don't have any audio evidence?
No, I don't need to. Just switch to the channel, David. You'll see. My head is in the corner.
It's on C31 almost all the time.
Exactly.
News for English people living in Germany.
That's what I'm all about, David.
Or if you've got a Taiwanese satellite like I do.
You do?
Yeah, it's on a normal channel like that, so you get good reception.
So, switch off your radios or your internet right now, and why don't you see what's happening on DWTV?
Seriously, why would you listen to the radio when there is so many... Actually, go to davidmgreen.com at the very least if you're not going to listen to this show.
Davidgreen.com.
Okay, right, I'll correct that later. Well, we'll be right back to hear a bit more about what Tim's voice has been up to when we weren't listening. Wait, does that even make sense?
Pow wow. Pow wow. Now with more stolen sound effects from the Jetsons. Are you a motorist? Do you regularly engage in lewd activities within the confines of your automobile? Is that what you're doing right now? Leaving the radio on to disguise the grunting? Well, take a breather, because it's now time for Smitty's Driving Tips with Smitty.
Statistics have shown that traffic accidents occur most often at intersections, which means that intersections are statistically the most dangerous places to be driving. Therefore, you should aim to spend as little time as possible driving through intersections by travelling as fast as you absolutely can through any and all intersections you drive through, like so.
That is so Smitty.
Mm.
Hello, I'm David M. Green. You're Tim Ray.
Yep.
You're Nick Godfrey.
Hello.
And this is Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Just earlier there, we had New Order with Touched by the Hand of God, a reference to that Diego Maradona 1986 thing.
Oh, yeah.
Personally, I'm not familiar with it. Do you follow soccer?
No, can't stand it.
You should listen to that soccer show on Radio Adelaide that I forget when it is and what it's called.
I'll look it up.
All right.
Yeah.
It's in the program guide.
Mm.
And then before that was the B-52s with Girl from Ipanema Goes to Greenland.
Mm.
Obviously a change of scenery there. Ipanema being a suburb in Rio de Janeiro. That's why I said that Brazil comment. See it makes sense.
Ah, the Brazilian women going, yeah.
You get it. But Tim Ray.
Yep.
Please, I have been dying to know. You said prior to the show that you've been doing some professional voiceover work, and frankly, I think you're lying.
Really? You think I'm lying? You're calling me a liar?
Yes.
Well, my many phony phone calls to Radio Adelaide and brilliant guest appearances on Radio Adelaide programs, well, they helped me not one little bit. That's why I went off on my own, David. I recorded some demo tapes and I got picked up by, several major cable television stations.
Really?
And radio stations. Yep, they heard my...
List them.
Well, they're not on my list just at the present.
Okay.
They heard my voice and they said to me, get this, you're pretty average. Well, I was thrilled. Before they could say another word, I hung up my phone, took my 121 Metro to their studios and recorded some of my finest work faster than they could say, stop it, you're not hired yet.
Hmm. Have these been broadcast?
No.
Okay.
Shall we broadcast them now?
Well, I'm sorry, they exist.
They exist, all right.
Did you bring them here?
I brought them with...
That is so convenient. How convenient... Nick, can you believe the convenience?
It is quite convenient.
Okay, well, what voiceover work have you brought with you here?
All right, let's have a listen to the first clip. It's a clip for a new cable television channel coming soon.
Is it the Sky Business Channel?
No.
Okay, it's something else.
Something else, coming soon.
You're watching The Illogical Channel, Australia's least coordinated cable television station. Coming up tomorrow, start your day with Midnight Cowboy, the most important film of the day. That's followed by Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman in our midday movie, Seven. Then, at 2:37, it's Breakfast at Tiffany's. To the evening now, and at 7, it's Australia's own 2:37, which is also repeated 12 hours later. And that's followed by Gary Cooper and Thomas Mitchell in our classic late-night special, High Noon. That's tomorrow on The Illogical Channel.
It's quite professional sounding.
That's smooth.
My compliments to the editor, whoever that was.
Brilliant.
That's for a channel on Foxtel, apparently.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, it lives up to its name.
Yeah. Oh, actually, wouldn't it be more illogical if they were telling the viewer, or in this case, listener, what was previously on?
Perhaps. Okay. But that's too far. You're going too far.
All right, Nick?
Yeah.
I'll be tuning in on my wireless.
I don't think it's actually a channel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are these pretend?
Are they pretend? Because I suspected you were lying, Tim.
Moving on, the next clip that I've brought along tonight, it's an infomercial, I should say, which GMA promised to run in their 2007-2008 summer series.
Are you tired of opening the fridge to find nothing but staleness and decomposition? Sick of that instantly recognisable smell that inevitably arrives with the expiration date? Well, fret no more, because now there's Watsteen's Embalming Fluid. Watsteen's Embalming Fluid. Watsteen's Embalming Fluid is ideal for all your preserving needs. Dead bodies of all shapes and sizes now need not be decapitated in order to pack them into the freezer, or a bathtub full of ice, or even a poorly sealed steel drum hidden inside an abandoned bank vault. Because now, with Watsteen's Embalming Fluid, you can preserve your murder victims for any length of time. Simply inject 10 millimoles of Watsteen's Embalming Fluid into the arteries of your deceased, and watch as the lifeless rotting carcass turns into a dignified former being, faster than you can say abracadabra. Watsteen's Embalming Fluid, just one of a veritable smorgasbord of deathly Watsteen products. Available now from The Body Shop. Free from animal testing.
Now, you said that was going to be on Good Morning Australia.
They promised.
Didn't they cancel that show like 3 years ago?
What? It's not going to run?
Right.
Those bastards! Kay. Now, they're liars, not me.
Right, yeah. Bert Newton left the network several years ago.
Oh.
Tim, that's you.
Yep.
Do you have another one?
Yeah, oh, you want me to play? I've got one more.
One more, okay.
Oh no, let's make it two more. The next.
But you're just changing the numbers of things you have here. What are you just inventing these? You're making this up as we go.
Voiceover artists can do anything, David.
That's right. Especially anything. If they're on radio.
That's exactly right. The next clip is more of a public safety announcement, really. It should really jolt people into gear regarding personal defence.
Do you love your family more than anything else in the world? Aren't you concerned that in these dark days of terrorism, drugs, nuclear holocaust, global warming, and dancing with the stars, that your family isn't as safe as you'd like them to be? Well, worry, be gone, thanks to the wide variety of personal defensive taser weapons from Goldman. With a Goldman taser hidden up your sleeve, you can turn this...
Hey! That guy took my wallet!
Into this.
Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me! Stop. I didn't do anything! Ow!
The secret of Goldman tasers is our state-of-the-art electro-delivery vector system, through which patented street-legal technology administers 60,000 volts of electricity directly into the offender's brain, rendering them completely defenseless.
I didn't do anything!
So next time you find yourself face to face with a desperate crackhead, a raving psychopath, or a member of the National Press Club, go for the Goldman. Goldman Tasers. Available now from any good ABC Child Learning Centre.
Tim, do you actually have one of those tasers?
No, I've got it at my St. John Ambulance Cadet Division. I use it for the children.
Oh, okay. You don't keep that hidden, do you? Because I think it's illegal to have a hidden personal weapon.
No.
All right, well, that's okay, as long as you have it, like, on display on your belt.
It's sheathed in my sidearm.
Yeah. I hear they're good for dealing with incoherent Polish tourists at airports as well.
Very good.
Yeah.
Also a host of Albanian radio programs.
Is that right?
So I heard.
That's racist. That we won't have any of that filth on this program. This is powwow.
No Albanians.
Tim, I assume you've got zero left?
No, I've got one left.
You've got
now.
One more. The inaccuracies upon inaccuracies.
I'd describe it as just the remarkable, incredible-ness.
All right.
Yeah-ness. The final clip. Well, it's something that I'm extremely, really passionate about. In fact, I didn't even ask to get paid for this one.
Feeling unappreciated? Are you finding yourself working 168 hours a week just to get by with a mere 257cm plasma television and an unattractive butler? Can't remember the last time you arrived home from a long day at the office to be greeted by well-behaved children and your beautiful wife handing you a refreshing cocktail?
Ow.
Well, we've got the solution for you. Studies conducted by right-wing conservatrons have shown that the best way to increase output is through competition. Therefore, one need only apply the same principles that have worked so well in the free marketplace to the family home. That's why we here at the Royal Australian Polygamist Society feel that if your wife isn't up to standard, you should have the constitutional right to just go and get yourself another one. In fact, why stop at two wives? Make jealousy work for you. A membership with the Royal Australian Polygamous Society ensures you have as many wives as you like. But wait, there's more. Join this week and you'll go in the draw for a free trip to Salt Lake City. What better way to forget about working for the man than by giving it to five different women? The Royal Australian Polygamous Society. It's only a matter of time.
That was it.
Yep.
See, I noticed you managed to get away from the police, presumably, mm-hmm. and yet return to bring the voiceover file here.
Yeah, the 121 Metro is a surprisingly fast car.
All right. Are you a polygamist? Are you a practicing polygamist?
No, I'm just the endorser of.
Okay. Tim, how many... Nick, how many wives do you have?
Several.
Several?
Right. And that's subject to the suppression order, though,
all
unfortunately.
Right. Can't reveal their names and addresses?
Can't talk about it on radio.
Dates of birth?
As much as I'd love to.
Ethnicity?
We'll talk about that later.
Off air. Well, best of luck to you, Tim.
Thank you.
Whether it's real or fabricated, if you want to do some voiceover work for Pow Wow,
yeah.
all you need to do is pay.
Okay.
Me. Still to come, we're going to look at some of the less fortunate Radio Adelaide program applications that didn't make it on air this summer. I'm David M. Green with special guest Tim Ray, the voiceover guy, and Nick Godfrey on the show. On the show that can only be described as powwow. Why? Because that's the name of the show. Here's Tears for Fears with Bloodletting Go on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM.
Hello there, listeners. I'm Adam. I'll be the host of this summer's most anticipated radio show, Adam. We'll be playing smooth, wholesome jazz and waxing lyrical about the old days. I can't wait for you to join me here on Adam. You're listening to Radio Adelaide on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Absolutely sensational.
You're listening to Pow Wow.
Ow.
Now with even less censorship. That ought to teach that program director. Pow Wow. You should have heard Radio Adelaide when station management did censor the risque late night comedy shows. It was just a sustained tone for 57 minutes.
I can imagine.
Yeah, but more of that later. Hi, I'm David M. Green. This is Pow Wow, Too Funny for Radio Adelaide. And my guests are Nick Godfrey.
Hello.
And Tim Ray.
Present.
How are you currently?
Slightly menorrheic.
May I ask you, who are you, and what are you doing here?
Well, I'm Tim Ray, and I'm here because when a man really, really likes a woman, I mean really likes, like really has the urge to really get in there.
I'm afraid I'm not following you.
I'll let me explain further. Well, when the man is stimulated, then...
Just stop.
Please interject.
Just stop, please. All right. But before we go on, I'd just like to apologise.
And then 9 months later...
Please.
Right.
This is my serious voice. Before we go on, I'd just like to apologise to Radio Adelaide. Not for my comments about the show being too funny, obviously. I can't help that. Something else, actually. Now, Nick, you're privy to this.
Hi.
On previous shows, we used to mock the antiquated computer system here at the station. Can you verify that?
Yes, I can vouch for that.
All right. But they've actually recently done a substantial upgrade, which is great. You know, I remember when I did the green room, and I don't know how I did this now. There's one computer channel, and there's just the screen on the computer has two tiny little input windows, and you had to scroll through file names, and it was very difficult, and you could only have two things, you know, ready to play. But now we got this thing that has, like, 36 buttons, and I can have heaps of sound effects, like this one, just lined up, ready to go. It's fantastic. So I feel it only fitting that I apologize to the computers for the hurtful things that I may have said in the past. Comments about them, you know, being old and slow, etc. Not going to get into that right now. However, one slight problem. Radio Adelaide still needs to update their antiquated sound library. For example, when I play this clip here entitled Recent ALP Victory Speech, this is what you hear.
Here we go.
Well, thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this is the sweetest victory of all.
Now that's slightly out of date, but I don't want to make a big deal about this. So let's move on. Tim.
Yep.
What's up?
Not much.
All right. As was mentioned, this is Pow Wow, and this show, Pow Wow, is very lucky to be on the air this summer. There weren't many available time slots. It's a flow-on effect due to the abolition of student radio. I swore to myself I wouldn't bring that up. There weren't many time slots, and thus this year we have a record number of proposed shows rejected by Radio Adelaide. And can you believe they just leave these failed applications just lying around the station for anyone to pick up and read on their comedy show? Like the ones that we've obtained, don't ask how.
No.
Although they were, you know, they were everywhere. They were just stacked up 30 centimetres high all around the...
In a tray marked failed applicants.
Failures. Mm. Yeah. All right. Should we have a whole bunch of them here. Should we go around the room and jest at the various shows that we will never, ever hear?
Let's.
All right. Tim, would you like to start?
The first one that I obtained was An Hour of Mime with Marcel Marceau. There was two problems with that.
Right. I would imagine. Nick?
I got one that is really, really long.
Yeah?
I didn't realise that this format was going to be so short. I must have picked up the biggest document in the box.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, there was a 200-word limit on the form.
You picked up the dossier right at the bottom.
Well, these people clearly weren't paying attention to that, because they got a veritable two pages here. So will this suit the format to read this out?
Entertain us.
All right, this is what it says. I didn't write this, mind you. This is just straight from this box.
I never suggested that you did write it.
Well, I just wouldn't want this associated with my good character. But I'll read it nonetheless.
You're Nick Godfrey.
This show called Atrocity Camp. This week on Atrocity Camp. Forget three-star accommodation. We're staying in Third Reich accommodation. We relax and unwind in the best baths and showers the Eisstand Gruppen has to offer. And have a gas with fun activities such as making lampshades. Has your Zionist heritage prevented you from entering that exclusive country club? Well, that's no problem here. And with the convenient locations in Auschwitz, Belzec, and Treblinka, you'd be a fool not to affix that Star of David to your breast and head on down to the nearest train station. Also, this week on Atrocity Camp, we find out about the latest dieting fad from the Khmer Rouge and check in with cosmetic surgery in Liberia. All that and more this week on Atrocity Camp. Tune in or we'll kill you and your family and phase out your race.
How could that not get accepted?
I can think of a few reasons. Won't get into that now, obviously. Here's another one. A show called The Tone Show. Obviously something about music, I would imagine.
Yeah, maybe.
How about I read the description?
Yeah, go for it.
Tired of hearing radio shows that can only be described as coherent?
Yep.
Do you think that the multicultural community atmosphere at Radio Adelaide fails to give white noise adequate airtime? Well, why don't you tune into The Tone Show? It's a weekly 1 hour of this. And I hear it's quite popular amongst the deaf, which is more than they can say, really. But, you know, I can say as much as I like about that as I like, because, you know, who's it going to offend? Next page.
Next.
Tim, please.
All right, another one that I obtained was... Well, you know, everyone knows the Australian Top 40, a well-known radio segment on a commercial radio station. Well, Radio Adelaide's version was the Australian Top 40 Minute Silences, but the program director thought that it sounded too much like the Hour of Mime.
Hmm. Obviously, there wouldn't be confusion because that show was also rejected.
Well, that's right.
So obviously, there was some internal politics there.
Yeah.
Nick?
This one just says Adam.
Huh.
That's all it says.
Obviously, didn't fill in the form correctly. Is that in the space that says, do not write in this space?
It's actually written all over the page. With a crayon.
Oh, well. All right, I got another one here. It's called Bass Rutten Live. Who is Bass Rutten? I don't know. Maybe if I read this, it'll explain. Have you ever considered attending a self-defense class, but then recoiled at the ironic paradox that you'd have to leave the house and walk through your bad neighborhood alone in the dark in order to attend a Tuesday night karate class? Well, infamous Dutch wrestler Bass Rutten knows how to fight, and now you can too, by listening to Bass Rutten Live on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM this summer. Well, obviously you can't because the show was rejected. Although I do believe we have a clip from the 10-minute demo that you're supposed to make that was attached to the application. I suppose this is what could have been Bass Rutten Live.
Let me tell you first that I've been around. I've been a bouncer for many, many years. Everybody underestimates the kick in the groin. See what I'm doing? Boom! That's the left elbow right there. I can also deliver. Bang! Headbutt out of nothing. Boom! The right elbow. Bring right straight. Maybe now the headbutt comes. Knee to the face. She tried to kill me. So I gotta return it the favor. I step underneath here, and now I'm controlling him with my head, and I can stab his own knife here in the liver. Stab in the liver.
I don't believe in an eye for an eye. I believe in two eyes for an eye.
Ow. Ouch, indeed. These shows are so violent, racist, and sexist, and just ridiculous. No wonder they were rejected.
Oh, no.
Do you have any more?
Yeah,
scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, yeah, really, the bottom of the barrel.
Should have ended on that one, you know. Hey, yeah. I didn't plan this segment. Actually, I did, but please continue.
Keeping up a bit of the violence theme, the last program that I heard about was The Briss Hour with Rabbi Theodore's. Yes, it didn't quite make the cut. Yes, it was chopped off the list at the last minute. Yes, the programming director had to snip it off the summer schedule. And I think that's enough bad puns to last the rest of the show. Back to you. Back to you, Dave. Id.
Thank you. Yeah, nobody calls me Dave. The guy on the show before me explicitly wanted to be called Dave, so the guy on the show before this show, he's Dave.
Okay.
I'm David M. Green.
I added the id.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. You're Nick or Nicholas?
Whatever. Just don't call me Shirley.
All right. Not going to do that, unless you change your mind. But right now, back to the show that was not rejected. Well, actually, it was. We're not even supposed to be on the air right now, but Pow Wow wouldn't be a David M. Green-related show without several appearances from these people. Devo. That's good. Are you telling me that I can listen to Radio Adelaide on the car radio of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to listen to the radio, why not do it in some style? Besides, the stainless steel made the flux dispersal. Look out!
But if I listen to Radio Adelaide, won't I get distracted and crash the DeLorean?
Marty, you're just not thinking fourth dimensionally.
Yeah, I got a real problem with that.
If you become a Radio Adelaide subscriber, you'll create a future of high-quality radio entertainment.
Right.
For only $52, or $26 because you're a concession, even though according to your driver's license, you haven't even been born yet.
Yeah, about that.
Marty, there's no time. You have to call in on 8303-5000 or drop into the station at 228 North Terrace in the city and support community radio.
No time? Doc! We got a time machine. We got all the time we need.
Great, Scott. Quick, get into the DeLorean. Let's become Radio Adelaide subscribers right now.
Hello, you're listening to Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. I'm David M. Green with Nick Godfrey.
Hello.
And Tim Ray.
Hello.
Alternatively, you could be listening to this on your MP3 player if indeed you went to davidmgreen.com and downloaded the podcast. Obviously, the podcast isn't up there yet, but we'll be soon. Just give me a day or so. I have to go home and upload it. However, if you are listening to this in the future, disregard that last sentence as well as most of the show.
You could edit that out of the MP3.
Could be done. Mm. Not going to do it, though.
Okay.
We also have a MySpace page, www.myspace.com/powwowradio. Feel free to add the show as a friend or as an enemy if such option exists.
Pow! Right in the kisser!
Wow.
Sorry about that. Tim, Nick.
Hello.
I trust you're well.
I'm okay.
Do either of you have MySpace pages or websites to flaunt?
No. I've heard of a new one. I think it's new. YouTube or something. It's increasing its popularity.
It's only like 2 years old. It's fairly new.
Mm. Mm.
No, I just stick to the phone book.
All right. Really?
Cold calling.
Mm. I just go highlight my favourite words in that, type in some numbers in the telephone. That's how you make friends.
That's how you make a radio show.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, you listening out there, I do hope you've enjoyed the program, the show. Listen out for some of my sketches on the Radio Adelaide Breakfast program with Peter Godfrey in the form of a segment called The Comic Oasis.
What time's that?
It's about 8:20 a.m. But, you know, let's face it, I've already said this. No one's listening to both these shows. We're at two extremes of the timescale. But if you are some sort of alien or a genetically engineered monster who has a non-human circadian rhythm, well, you probably want to go see a doctor or something, would be my advice to you. Thank guests. Plans for the weekend?
Highlighting words in the phone book.
The question really worked a lot better when I had a show on Friday nights.
Well, I'm going to celebrate the Immaculate Conception. The Feast of the Immaculate Conception on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Well, good luck with that.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Mm. Hey, guess who I'm interviewing on Friday, assuming everything goes to plan?
Who?
Pete Smith.
Oh, my.
Channel 9. You're the voiceover guy. You didn't know? All right. That'll be played probably not next week, but the week after. Depends on how long it takes to edit. Yeah. Hey, we've reached the end of our first show. How great is this? Let's play the outro. Yeah. All right. Pow Wow will return next Wednesday, 11 p.m. right here on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Up next is Black Market Radio for all your punk and or hardcore needs. However, if you're after a different type of hardcore media, check out davidgreen.com. Good night.
It's just a fool's paradise. It's just a fool's paradise. It's just a fool's paradise anyhow. It's just a fool's paradise. It's just a fool's paradise. It's just a fool's paradise anyhow.